Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in India. And this is an extension of the teaching of the last channel. This is profound information, but it comes in puzzles, as you will see. First of all, we are in a park. More than that, it's a beautiful area, an ancient area that has been set aside for the calculations of the horoscope for the culture which is India. The study of astrology is primary to this culture. Their systems are unique. And it's interesting here to see the very instruments that they have used to calculate that which is the energy of the child who is born. Dear ones, I want to talk about not that, but I wish to talk about instead something else that happens when the child is born. There have been many that have asked the question, tell me about the God inside. The very greeting in this land, which is Namaste, has many sections of understanding. But the basic is this, that the greeting of the God in me greets the God in you. Now, you wouldn't have that kind of a greeting unless there was a full understanding that inside the human there is something divine. In other parts of the world and in other systems, this isn't even close to being the truth for them. There is no God inside. There is no divinity in a human being. But here there is. For again, we say to you, the source information of the region was just that. That inside you dwells something that is part of the creator of the universe. And in this modern age, where the shift has occurred, there are those who are starting to awaken to this very fact. Over and over, the question has been, how do I find the God inside? Some have even called it the star seed, since there is an acknowledgement in so many cultures that you have come from the stars. We have identified this many times as coming from that which is Pleiadian. But dear ones, whatever you wish to call it, there is the divinity of the Creator in you. Not of some other soul, not of a prophet, but the essence of creation, God, is inside. So what is the next step? There are so many who will say, I wish to find it. I want to hook it, combine it. I wish to put it together with the God that is around me, the God that created me. For when I put them together, so it is said, I'll have the explosion of enlightenment. This is actually true. This is what we have taught from the moment that I visited my partner in the chair for the first time. However, we are in a land where this particular question is something that you can answer far easier than in the West. And I'm going to show you through metaphors how to do it. Now, this is just an example, but I'm going to set the stage so that you understand better what you're up against. Dear ones, this is the search in duality. You are born with free choice, and this God inside is not obvious. It hides. We gave you the metaphor before of hiding a prize for a child. The prize in this particular case, in this metaphor, is that which is the golden truth of spirit. And if you were to seek this and find it, this would be a combination of your God inside connecting with the God that is universal. In this region, dear ones, that truth is everywhere. It is the essence of all of the ancient history of the region. It is the essence for the belief systems which came from this region, ancient ones, thousands of years old. They immediately saw an inward turn, not an outward. To find God, you turn inward, not to a prophet, not to another God. In addition, they saw that many were turning to other gods and other systems. And so what they said was, one tree with many branches, all are welcome. Dear ones, this is the oneness that is self-evident when you study in this land. This prize that hides for the child. Let's continue that metaphor. So here are children looking for the prize. And I've used this metaphor for a reason, and now you'll see why. When a child finds the prize that is hidden, perhaps behind the tree, in perhaps a game that you would play, the prize is obvious and the child picks it up, works with it immediately. Perhaps it's a toy. Perhaps it's more to them. All of this I want you to look at, for the child is innocent. The child has not built an intellect of belief yet. The child is open for anything. Therefore, the child finds the prize, and immediately there's an explosion of joy as the prize is discovered, and the child holds it high in its hand and says, "Look, I found it." And the child knows what it is. But, dear ones, the adult does not. You could look at the prize. You could see it. You can wonder if you found it and never know it. And the reason is because the boxes of intellectual belief and expectation are firmly glued in place through years of experience and those that have taught you certain things, like where it might be, what to do with it, or how not you can find it. Therefore, the adult has a difficult time with location of it. I have another metaphor. Pretend for a moment that adult intellect was like a spotlight, a torch, a flashlight. And you were looking everywhere for this piece of God. You might say you're looking for the light. But your intellect is linear, and it has its own light. Here is the premise. You cannot find a hidden light by using a light, for it's going to cover it up. As soon as you shine your intellectual light on the truth, it vanishes in your intellectual light. I will tell you, dear ones, the first and basic secret to finding the star seed, or that which is your higher self, or anything that you want to use in language that describes the God inside. Here is what it is. Turn off your intellectual light. Examine right now for a moment what you have been taught and dissolve it into nothing. For this is what covers the truth. It always does. Now I add this. We're in a place that is renowned for the history of discovery, of turning inside. Inside yourself. And what do they do here, which is most profound? Dear ones, the meditators of the planet are here. In this region, this is where the meditation started, developed, matured, prospered, and worked. Meditation. Don't get it confused with something you've learned. Meditation is disengagement from self. You must become quantum and not linear. And in order to do that in the past, it took hours to reach a place where you could disengage from your linearity. Today, you can do it instantly if you're willing. If you can dissolve what you've been told, turn off the intellect, go inside and be with yourself. Sit in silence and let these things start to come to you without you searching for them. Dear ones, the God inside has always, always been available for every single human on this planet. Here, it can happen faster, for the processes are known. This is the message, and always has been, of Kryon. Inner peace will eventually create outer peace, but it must start individually with the human being, not the intellect and not a linearity, getting to a place of full disengagement where you can let that which is quantum in your cells fill the very essence of your mind and your being. And when you do, you will start feeling things. Perhaps tears will run down your face in acknowledgement of the greatest love that has ever and ever will be there from the creative source. And your soul will start to be activated with the truth and the beauty of the oneness of who you are. There's a lot here to discover, isn't there? You've come to the right place, dear ones. For the land is filled with it everywhere you look. The purity of it is up to you. But that is the message of the day. And so it is.